Now, GAA discipline, abuse of referees is high on the agenda after a number of high-profile incidents in several counties saw referees being assaulted, games being abandoned and called off, and issues to do with the behaviour of those on the sideline coming into focus. We learned this morning that the mentor at the centre of an investigation by Kerry GAA's Cushton and Oak into the alleged verbal abuse of a referee during an under-11 Go Games hurling match last month has been given a proposed suspension of 12 weeks. Paul Brennan is sports editor with the Kerryman newspaper with me on the line. Paul, good morning to you.
Morning, Jerry. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, this is the game between Abidorny and Ballyduff. High profile after the game was abandoned. And we're learning now this is a suspension. But, of course, you might outline for us this is only a proposed suspension at this stage.
Excuse me, that's right, Jerry. Yeah, I suppose, look, listeners who'll be familiar with the machinations of the GAA's disciplinary system would be aware of the CCCs and the CACs and all this. But yeah, effectively, the Cushion Oak CCC, their county committee disciplinary body, would have investigated this, and they basically propose a suspension if they deem that's appropriate. So yeah, it's my understanding, obviously, that this is what they've done. So they proposed the suspension. That's communicated back to the club of the person involved. He or she then has the, I think it's 48 hours to either accept that proposed suspension or ask for a hearing. Again, we understand that this person has requested a hearing, so that it'll be a new body, then a new group of people. It goes off the Cushion Oaks table, as it were, and goes to the senior county board's CHC.
County
Hearings Committee. That's right. So they effectively take the case on, sort of as a new case. They sort of, in theory at least anyway, they won't be, you know, have any knowledge of what the Cushion Oaks investigation involved. So they'll this person will come in, they'll make their case, and the CHC, the county hearings committee, will adjudicate then. So they'll either uphold the proposed 12-week suspension. I think they could actually increase it possibly, they could possibly decrease it, but certainly they'll either uphold that suspension or not, they'll throw out the case.
And if as an individual, and it's the same for everybody who's in a situation like this, if you do appeal it, you run the risk of a suspension being increased if you go to the next level instead of accepting it.
There is that possibility, Jerry, yeah, depending, I suppose, on A, what the sanction or the rule that the person has been cited under, will say, you know, for verbal abuse or physical abuse or, you know, whatever it may be, that those transgressions will say carry kind of a standard, you know, suspension, maybe 4 weeks, 8 weeks, etc. But so I'm not sure if this is at the upper limit of what this person has been kind of sanctioned under, but certainly there are cases where it could be revised upwards indeed, yes.
Sure. And if the case then is, if the 12-week ban is upheld by the CHC, it can go to another level after that of appeal if the person so wishes.
Yes. Again, people who'd be familiar with the intercounty, if an intercounty player was proposed, you know, they can get a hearing with the CHC, then they can appeal that to a CAC, and then the final line of arbitration would be the DRA, the Disputes Resolution Authority. So this person now will have a hearing with the county hearings committee. Beyond that, they can go to an appeal, which would be at Munster Council level, and then I presume beyond that would be the final stage, which would be a DRA. But there's kind of, I suppose, four levels, if you like, or three lines of appeal, effectively, you know.
Mm, indeed, and from there, then we'll see what happens. It'll take a number of weeks for that to happen. At the same time as this, Paul, there is another investigation that Kerry Cushton and Oak are carrying out as well, in relation to an alleged assault on a mentor at an under-15s East Kerry game a couple of weeks ago. So, the committees are likely to be busy.
Yeah, unfortunately, Gerry, and you know, I mean, as you said at the start there, I mean, there's been instances across the country, you know, highlighted, I mean, a couple of high ones in Wexford, my own native county, Roscommon, a referee was struck, in Mayo, there's been instances. So, you know, I suppose that, you know, like Dublin Buses, they're coming along in their droves after a period of us hearing nothing. But I think what's happening, Gerry, is that in the Kerry Man today, Jamie Stack has a quite a lengthy interview with Mark Griffin, the chair of the referees committee in Kerry here, and Mark outlines that, you know, in the last while referees are being actively, I suppose, encouraged to report these things. So, you know, it's not that these things haven't been going on. I mean,
sure,
as long as I'm attending matches and you're attending matches, you'll hear stuff being going into the sideline and whatever. But, you know, I suppose referees at this stage are being probably on their own bat. I mean, enough's enough. They're just not willing to take it anymore. And they're also being encouraged by the authorities in Kerry to report these, because they want to build up a picture of what's happening. And Mark Griffin outlines that, you know, that they are now, the referees body are, you know, going to visit clubs. They're going to, you know, try and educate, you know, mentors, club officials, I suppose, even beyond that to supporters if they can, that, you know, this behaviour just isn't acceptable, you know.
Yeah, and in the context of that, at a national level, Wexford GAA making a clear statement a couple of weeks ago when they said they're looking for the GAA to hold a special congress to lift the 96-week suspension cap so that lifetime bans from the association can be considered for members who physically or verbally abuse referees. And they also want all their clubs to hold workshops for mentors from under 11 to adult before it was October the 5th to go through self-evaluation of their conduct towards match officials. So is that the first county really kind of at that level saying, right, we need to get our house in order and we need to impose tougher bans and get serious about this?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you know, I think, as I said, there's been cases across a number of counties, but yeah, Wexford has certainly grasped the nettle on this, and you know, are really trying to drive this through at national level. You know, as I say, trying to revise that you know, cap on a suspension from 96 weeks, sorry, kind of effectively 2 years. To a lifetime ban. You know, I suppose it's just sending out the message that, you know, you know, more than serious consequences for anybody engaged in this kind of behaviour, you know. And again, the other side of it, you know, that kind of, I suppose, trying to just get clubs involved with a kind of an education policy. You know, we're all aware with, you know, the give respect, get respect kind of campaigns and badges on referees' sleeves and this kind of thing. But I suppose, you know, it's a stick and plaster, really, maybe for what's going on, you know, on the ground. Yeah. And, yeah, you know, as I say, Kerry are taking it in hand as well with trying to just, get people on board with and educate them, I suppose, really, and point out that, you know, this isn't acceptable. Because, look, at the end of the day, Gerry, I think, you know, we're probably going to head down the line towards referees just down on tools. You know, what happened in Roscommon, as I say, that time when, you know, every referee in Roscommon basically stood down for a weekend, you know, and...
Yeah.
You know, that's the last thing anybody wants, and you know, referees don't want to do that either. But it'll get to that point, really, if things aren't you know, taken in hand. And I think, look, there's a certain amount of just self-policing on this. People just need to really cop on, you know, cop on to themselves. And if someone is, you know, giving out that kind of level of abuse in a stand, you know, or a sideline, I think others around them need to try and pull them into line. Yeah, absolutely,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Okay, Paul, listen, thanks very much for going through that for us in the programme this morning. There's Paul Brennan there, sports editor with the Kerry Men, speaking about that outcome so far in the process. And it is a process. It isn't the end point. It's only a proposed ban, another investigation going on, and more reports at the weekend of another issue at an underage game. The details of that fairly sparse at the moment.